Oh, good. Glad you're enjoying retirement. I'm looking forward to it myself. But I don't know, about 10 years ago or so, I was on a job. I was talking with the GC and telling him, you know, I'm asking him about retirement. He's about 5-10 years older than me. And asking him about it. And was telling him, yeah, I got about 10 years left to go or so, you know. And he goes, he looks at me and he says, Joe, give you a piece of advice. Don't ever wish time away. And I thought about that for a minute, and I'm like, you know, as much as I'm looking forward to retirement, you're absolutely right. Don't forget to live for today and enjoy the moment. And that's been a good, solid piece of advice I've had that stuck with me. Glad that guy told me that. But, you know, in all honesty, he would have told me that if I wasn't sitting there talking about retirement. But definitely looking forward to it. My wife likes to do the camping stuff too. We're talking today about getting a camper and just kind of going to all the campgrounds within like 3 to 4 hours of our home, like during the week when it's quiet, and enjoy the campgrounds during the week when it's quiet. I like the sound of that a lot. I didn't catch your name, K-E-A-T-U-R-V. Go ahead.
My first personal is Jim, Julia, India, Mike. Yeah, I'm right here in the gardens and that. I retired out of Chrysler. Oh, I had like 30-some years in Chrysler and that, and I retired out of there. I did robotics. I was programming the Ameritron robotic arm when I left.
All right, Jim, we'll find business on hiring from Chrysler. The robotic arm, I guess that's where they're starting to automate the whole thing there. I've honestly never been inside a car manufacturing plant. I've been inside a lot of places as an electrician. You get to see a lot of things, but don't think I've ever been inside a car manufacturing plant. I suppose in this area there's probably more than there are in Chicago. And in all honesty, I'm more of a suburban guy. I've tried to stay out of Chicago proper as much as I could throughout my career. Didn't always work, but that drive home, you know, you try to get in early and get out early, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. You always got to pay for parking and all that stuff, and it's very expensive to work in the city compared to the suburbs, so I've always tried to stay in the suburbs. And I'm actually a DuPage County electrician, which is the western county. Chicago is Cook County, which you guys probably already knew that. DuPage County is where O'Hare Airport is. Although the Chicago electricians took O'Hare because a portion of it is in Cook County and another portion of it is in DuPage County. But the Cook County Electrical Union decided, since it was originally meant for the Chicago airport, we're going to take it in its entirety. So the Cook County electricians have a little bit of jurisdiction in overstepping their boundaries. Not that I'm sore about it. Over to you, Todd. Let's get a circle going. Todd, you go, and then pass it to Jim, and then Jim can pass it back to me. K-A-9-I.